It is 10:55. I'm John Matthews, and earlier today I heard that there was a fire over in Eureka, and it was in the building that houses the North Coast Knittery, which is located at 320 2nd Street. And on the phone now is the owner of the North Coast Knittery, Laura Lammers. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Surviving.
Well, it sounds that way. So now, the fire did not happen in the North Coast Knittery, but it was in the building that you're in, correct?
Yes, it's in the building I was in the suite above mine. It happened upstairs from my shop.
And what time did it start?
It was before 8 a.m.
Okay. Shortly before 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you know about that fire?
What I know about the fire is the owner of the store above was doing construction work, refinishing her floors, and she was using a product that was flammable, left the product there overnight with a heater, and it basically combusted and started burning the floor. And so we were lucky the fire did not come through the North Coast Knittery. We didn't have any smoke damage. We're setting our business back up in the attic upstairs. Her business upstairs is completely burned out. We had a little bit of water damage. We've lost a little bit of yarn, but not much.
Okay, but you can't open up in your current space tomorrow?
No, we cannot open up in our current space.
And why is that?
The floor is water damage from them squirting water up above, and it still has the smoke that permeated down. We were lucky New Life Construction Company was here because I had a house fire a year ago, and called them, and they got all the product out before anything got damaged, and so we're now moving the product up to the attic, and the fire department moved it around, so when they squirted the water up above, none of my product got water damaged.
Do you know how much time it took to actually put the fire out?
The fire looks like it was put out within, it was pretty much out when I got here. So, probably within a matter of minutes, they responded pretty quickly because the business next door, one of the ladies arrived to work, and she smelled it and called 911 immediately.
What business is upstairs that had this fire happen?
It's a massage studio, that's upstairs.
Oh, really? What kind of massage?
Yeah.
Have you ever been up there? Have you ever had a massage?
I'm sorry, what now?
Have you ever had a massage up there? Do you know what they do? Just like a regular massage?
I have not had a massage up there, no.
Okay. All right.
And probably won't for a long time.
Okay. And so how is that person doing, the massage therapist or the masseuse?
She's not doing too well. She's not here right now. She's already left the business. I think she's pretty upset.
I'm sure.
With what happened.
That's terrible. I'm sorry for that. That's awful. I hope she's okay. But now, what is happening? The fire department, are they on site or trying to clean things up?
No, they're already gone. They've already cleaned everything up. And what we have on site right now is New Life Construction helping us move our contents out up into our space so that we can be in business tomorrow.
Okay, good. And so what time are you opening up tomorrow?
Same time. Well, tomorrow is our sip and knit, so we open up at 12:30 tomorrow.
A sip and knit. Well, what happens during a sip and knit? Coffee or a cocktail or something?
Lots of fiber artists, about 25 that show up, and wine and snacks and lots of conversation, and that's what happens at sip and knit, and lots of fiber arts going on.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well, thank you so much.
Every Thursday night.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you talking to me, Laura.
Thank you. I appreciate you talking to me as well.
All right. Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. That is bye-bye. Laura Lammers. She is the owner of the North Coast Knittery, and there was a fire in that building this morning up in the massage studio. I don't call it a massage parlor, but a massage studio upstairs. So sadly, that place suffered some serious damage, but again, they that is the fire department. They were able to get this under control rather quickly, so that is good.